without further ado, one of my co-pilots, so excited to be back with him, giving us the social rundown, Stefan Lombard. Good morning.
Hello, how are things in the lounge? In the kitchen, it's great.
Things are fantastic. I wasn't going to break the fourth wall that way and let them know that we're actually right near each other. We are suitably socially distanced. Tell me, what is trending and how have things been while I've been away?
Things have been weird, but the world seems to be turning, and they're turning angrily about flying. It's one of the more emotive issues when we've talked about COVID-19, because it's so important to so many people. And where in your life do you really get that close to people on a regular basis? So this idea of blocking the middle seat is controversial because it costs so much money on the airline's part. So they now argue that it's actually quite safe, and they've cited studies even, which is good for them. And one was done by the US military, no less. However, the same study happened to be sponsored by an airline and an aircraft manufacturer. So, you know, bear that in mind.
I saw that study, funnily.
It's one of many. There's another one that says, on a flight where everyone was wearing an N95 mask, someone still got infected. And that's because it was removed during a trip to the galley and to the lavatory. So these things can happen. There's another study that says, it's actually fine because only one in 27 million passengers are likely to contract. But the point is, it's an emotive thing. So people get quite riled up. And science, a study can never be necessarily conclusive. Science is complex. Science is ever evolving. So it's not quite that simple. And people on Twitter are sharing their anxieties because, look, we can talk about science till the cows come home. The demand isn't there. It's 70% down in the US alone. So people are not going to fly, not for a while. And the science isn't going to help that.
It's really unfortunate. And I think from the study that I saw, that one with the DOD, the Department of Defense, Boeing, and I think it was United Airlines, who all have a vested interest in keeping this industry alive, is that they were focusing on on air transmission, sort of that we know about. Whereas I feel as though, and I think this even happens in real life, we've all forgotten about surface transmission, dirty surfaces and droplets themselves. And you and I both know, well, the cleaning of airlines, I don't know, leaves much to be desired.
There's also the fact that some of the studies were done on wide-body aircraft, so the ones with two aisles, where most U.S. Traffic, in this case at least, comes from the small single-body aircraft.
That's a good point. I'd love to hear from everybody at home how you're feeling about flying. You know, I'm thinking about my Christmas plans, for example. My family is from Johannesburg. Will I want to get on a flight? I think not. I'll have to use the good old leg as an excuse. And I suppose COVID as well. It is a very emotive thing. I'm very nervous about that disease still, even as much as many of us are resting on our laurels. Let us know. 0725671567 is the number that you can send a WhatsApp to. And let's hope I remember it. Call me on 0214460567 to let me know and tell me a little bit about how you've been over the last few weeks. I really would like to know what's mostly on your mind. I have been listening in.